Epilogue. The Bellmaker's tale took 3 days in the telling. 3 days in which the storm never once abated. Food and blankets were sent into the gatehouse, and each night the two old friends and the Dibbons slept there. On the fourth day, they woke to find the sun beaming through the windows from a gentle blue sky. But the Dibbons would not move until certain questions had been answered.
Did our Abbey get another badger, sir?
The ancient squirrel smiled and shook his head.
Ah, that's a story for another day.
The little mouse, Gerald, climbed down from the arm of the chair.
What happened to Mariel and Dandin?
He asked. The old hedgehog answered from the depths of his armchair.
They stopped at Redwall for a season. Then, one morning, Dandin, Mariel and Bowley Pintips took the Pearl Queen and sailed out to see what was over the horizon, they said. I was going to go with them, but in the end I stayed home with my old mate here.
The bass-voiced mole babe wiped a tear from his eye.
He'd see Hutter Finnambar gaily deep. 'Twere sad he was slayed, or he would have liked to have met him.
The squirrel exchanged glances with the hedgehog. Rising slowly, they went over to a cupboard. The squirrel talked as he rummaged among objects that he treasured.
Finnbar Galedeep was a mighty warrior. Maybe you'd like to see his swords.
He drew the pair of matched curving blades from the cupboard, passing one to the hedgehog. A gasp of wonder arose from the Dibbons as they stared open-mouthed at the two shining weapons. The mole babe clambered into the armchair vacated by the hedgehog.
Where did he get them from, sir?
The ancient squirrel straightened his back proudly.
Joseph the Bellmaker presented them to us when we left Southsward. A token of our bravery as warriors in the battle, he said they were. Right, Durry?
Durry Quill whirled the blade he was holding above his head, and it glittered in the morning sunlight.
Aye, right, Roof, I'll never forget that day. I name this sword Finnbar.
Roof Brush blinked back a tear as he stared at the name engraved upon the blade of his sword.
And I name mine Fatch.
The Dibbons poured out yelling into the spring morning. They roared and shouted as they fought again the Battle of Southsward. Roof and Durry stood in the gatehouse doorway watching. The young mouse, Gerald, ran back to them for a final word.
Did any of them ever come back to our abbey?
Durry leaned on the doorframe and nodded.
Aye, quite a few times as I recall. Lagalag, Blaggart, even Joseph the Bellmaker and his three friends one summer. Though Wincy, Benji and Figs was so big I scarce recognised them. But you know what we always say?
The mole babe came trundling past, stick in paw serving as his sword, as he fought off two small squirrels.
No, what do we allus say, sir?
Roof answered for Durry.
We always say that Redwall is here to welcome any with a good heart. Call in. Our door is open to all friends.
The mole babe thought about this for a moment before replying.
Very good, sirs, but he know what I allus say.
Roof smiled at him.
No, tell me what you always say.
The bass-voiced mole babe waved his stick in the air and charged off, shouting.